welcome back to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm your host for this evening's show, and we're here speaking about what's going on in our creative community. But before I get back to tonight's programming, I just want to let you know, of course, you can always download the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store to listen to the show. You can also go to the NAGB's website at www.nagb.org.bs. And if you go to the Learn menu and scroll down, you'll find all of the old Blank Canvas shows. You can listen to this one if you want to hear it again. You can share it with a friend. And you can, like, on, you know, rainy season's coming up. If you get stuck at home one day, you can listen to, like, 8 years' worth of the Blank Canvas. There's a lot to discover. So, you know, it's a fun thing to do. So go do that. And while you're on the NAGB's website, of course, check out what's happening at your local institution, which is free every day if you live in the Bahamas. So I encourage you to go, and I encourage you to go to Dungalook, which is what we're here talking about tonight. Dungalook is also free and has amazing things. Right before the break, Pam Burnside was speaking about the refresh of Dungalook. It's been turned into really a Jackson Burnside memorial space, not only with the library, which we'll hear more about, but also with a permanent exhibition of all of his artwork from when he was very young all the way through his career. And that's a really significant step for the Bahamas, to have a location that is a permanent memorial to an artist that was so important for us. On the Dungalook property, we also know that there's the Croft Cottage, and I have two of those lovely ladies here tonight, Nadine Rumphal and Fina Christie, who run the Croft Cottage on the Dungalook property. And I just like them to talk about the Croft Cottage, like why they founded it, how it's been going during lockdown, and about your own rebrand and refresh. So welcome to the Blank Canvas, Nadine and Fina.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So tell me a little bit, tell the audience about what the Croft Cottage is, how to find it, and like what your mission is there and how it fits into Dungalook's mission.
Well, we're right on the Dungalook property, so that's 20 Village Road, and it's really a privilege to be under that umbrella and to be a family of on the Burnside, a part of the family on the Burnside property. They really have inspired us, and we started as a co-op 9 years ago. We were five struggling artisans moving from fair to fair, table in the hot sun, you know, selling our wares. And we found this permanent space where we could share the time, the responsibilities, and showcase our work. And so organically, we started like that. None of us thought we could open a store. We couldn't afford that. And it's amazing when you combine your resources, what you're able to do. And over the years, we have transformed from being five artisans to dwindling down to two. And Fina and I are best friends and business partners, and it's been a wonderful collaboration. And I encourage people to always think of having someone to help you, to have your back, because there are times when I have led the way, where Fina has been under construction at home or something. And right now she's taking more of the forefront as I try to do some online studies and other things. But organically, we transformed into being more of a platform for all Bahamian craftspeople. And this is so important because just in the way that many people have been on the family islands for, you know, from the beginning, they have been plotting and sending kids to school. This has been funding them. There are many people who don't have the opportunity to display. They are busy at home. There are people who are shut in with family members, and they're able to create things which we can then showcase and sell on their behalf. So I think it's a very important job that we're doing, and we have really discovered that over the years, how important it is. And with Pam's push with Creative Nassau, the UNESCO designation, we have really embraced our responsibility to be part of this orange economy. We have had tourists who have come through, and the Bahamas has such a unique tourist product. We don't have one-time tourists. We have people who have been coming since the 60s, or people who got married here and they come back every year or for their anniversary. We've heard so many wonderful stories. And so each time they come, what are you going to provide for them as a lovely souvenir to take away on this new trip? You have to constantly be refreshing the product. And so we are.
Yeah, but you know, I want to hop in there, and just, that's such an interesting way to think, Nadine, because I think again, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus here, but we know that there are some spaces on this island and other islands that actually think very differently. They think it's a one-time client. People are just getting off the cruise ship. They're going to grab something cheap. You almost sometimes feel like they think it doesn't matter somehow because, you know, we all are going to make a cringe when I say this, but, you know, I was in the cruise port one day waiting for some people to take them to the NAGB. And I walk past the stand and they've got Bob Marley Bahama backpacks. And I'm like, what does that even have to do with the Bahamas? Like nothing.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you're speaking to something really important, which is understanding that there is so much to what we do, even in the tourist industry, because again, the tourist industry, we like to use as kind of a whipping boy also for all our troubles. Oh, the tourist industry. And yes, it does do a lot of damage in many ways. But at the same time, like you said, there is a side to it that is very beneficial. And is, like you said, with people that have a relationship. And I think that's really important. So I think what you're doing and thinking about meeting your clients in a space where you're expecting them to come back. So you're not just pushing out the same old thing every year, the same Dora the Explorer straw basket, is a really important fact and something that, again, I'd like the audience to really like think on. And also the more we provide those sorts of experiences, the more likely it is for people to keep coming back. Yes. Because there's nothing worse than going somewhere and feeling like you've been swung or you've got something, like you look at it later and you're like, why did I even, or that doesn't even actually, now I've done my research, Bob Marley isn't even from the Bahamas. Why did I buy this? So I think what you're speaking to is just, I really wanted to highlight that for the audience. Like, that's a really important fact. And I just applaud the two of you for, you know, again, thinking that way.
Well, thank you for that. And also, you know, as a traveler, and Fina also is someone who loves to travel, we know what our experience is when we travel. And I almost didn't link the two. And one day I had to stop and think, you know, I have taken a trip 30 miles off track, and my husband was a part of this decision. So it's not just a girly thing. We took a trip off path to go and look at a giant lobster in Australia, that, you know, because we wanted to take a picture in front of it. We wanted to experience it. And so each of our roundabouts, probably with, you know, a magnificent sculpture on it, is an opportunity for people to traverse the island and to experience these things. And people like nothing better, especially in this current climate, than to go around and take a picture in front of something fabulous. A beautiful cottage, craft cottage, the beautiful property at Dungalik, and put it on their social media. And that's free advertising, you know, so provide these things for them. And if somebody's on a cruise and it's even their first time traveling, they're going to stop at several ports. And if they stopped already in Jamaica or somewhere else, they're going to see the same stuff, the Dora the Explorer, the Bob Marley bags. And when they get off here and you try to tell them that this was made here, they already know that you're lying because they saw it on this trip.
Yeah. And that's what I said. They feel swung. They feel and I think as let's use the word traveler rather than tourist, right? As travelers, people are looking for an authentic experience. They're looking for an authentic product. And also, let's not only talk about the travelers. Let's talk about us. I come to the craft cottage. I've got the most fabulous necklace that I wear all the time that people always ask me about. You've got a handbag in there right now that I got my eye on. Like, we need to also make beautiful things for ourselves, right?
Absolutely. People think that we're a tourist shop, but we really are not. When Fina and I look at it, it's a small percentage, but it's significant because when they come, they're going to leave an internationally seen review online. And so we've had people come in and they say that this was the highlight of my trip. This was the best place that I stopped at in my entire trip. Or if they're coming on a cruise ship, this was the only place I stopped at. And this is my only experience of the Bahamas. So what we give them is going to be their takeaway on that trip. But we have locals who we give them things that make them smile. We talk about our common Bahamian phrases. We give you straw work that looks beautiful in your home. And right now, straw is a trend. So we want to get on board with that and provide locals with lots of straw items to decorate their homes. Mm-hmm. We have the kids who are going off to university, and we have those who are returning to university, and they want to take a token for that wonderful person, that teacher, or someone who has them in their home, and they want to say thank you.
Or themselves. My daughters are both getting away right now. And listen, they've never been more Bohemian than when they're in Canada.
Yes.
You know, like they like wearing the colors, they're like carrying a straw bang, they're wearing a lignum and ting, I'm sure. You know, they just are, because they want to announce to the world where they're from, and they want people to ask them.
Exactly.
The Bahamas? Tell me about that, because again, people think they know the Bahamas, but they don't. And Fina, you're being very quiet. Are we going to hear from Fina, or are you just being shy?
Sure are.
No, I am. I am not. I am far from shy, Amanda. I am far from shy. Happy second, everyone, of June. I hope the month goes well for everyone. Actually, I'm, as Nadine had stated earlier, homework. So that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm running up and down, making sure everything is working here at the house that they're working on. So, yes. So as Nadine had said earlier and stated that experience, and you too, Craft Cottage is all about the experience for locals and international customers. We go above and beyond because we know that customer service is very important. If you're a local, or if you're visiting the Bahamas, or just coming in as a tourist, we provide that experience for you. You leave a stranger. I mean, you come in as a stranger as to Craft Cottage, and you leave a friend.
Absolutely.
That's how it's always been for the 9 years we've been open. And the other day you were there for a moment. We had a conversation with the artisan who does straw work. And quickly, we just began to speak, and she was looking around, and that's how it is. They come in, they want it, they say to us, I've come to the Craft Cottage to get inspired, but also just to talk to you about what I'm creating. And it's one of my joys to listen to what they're actually working on. And then we, you know, talk a little bit longer, and the artisan comes up with this other idea that they do on the side. So a hobby becomes something different, and it just leads to something passionate they're passionate about, like the lady. You know,
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to refer to it. I was so I don't want to say impressed, but it was so meaningful to me, because again, you know, I love the Craft Cottage myself. When I come to the farmer's market, I try to pop in. The people that take care of my kids in Canada, you know, I brought them a lovely set of gloves. You know, I take gifts from there too. But I hadn't thought about that other part of the job you do, except when I was in there and that artisan came in and I saw how you were doing the job of the gatherist, really. You were encouraging them. You were saying, like, talking through their ideas, because this person came in sort of a little bit disheartened. Like, I don't know, someone stole my idea. And I'm like, I don't know if I should keep on doing this. And you were like the cheerleader. And I just was like, wow, it's so much more than a shop in here. Like, I come in for your friendship. I come in to chit chat. I come in to buy some things. I come in to revel in the Bahamian creativity. But I hadn't until then thought about that deep work you do. And that is so important, which is encouraging our creatives, being a sounding board for them, guiding them sometimes, being like, you know what, actually, that's maybe not such a great idea, but you know what, this one idea you had, I could really see that working. And that was very powerful for me to watch that happening and to see that person come in sort of a little hunched and leave like standing tall. You know, that was really important. So I just want to commend you.
I'd like to put in a little plug for the Craft Cottage ladies too, because from Creative Nassau's point of view, they always are available to share their ideas and to help people along, just like you described. And just the other day, we did this wonderful webinar with artisans out of Red Bay Zandras, the project that we're working on, the Bahamas Pine Islands project. And Fina and Nadine were just so inspirational to them. By the end of that webinar, they were all so excited and getting ready to go to work to produce some, you know, new items that they had never even thought of before. So these ladies are really, really inspirational. And, you know, all of us work together as a team to get things done. We can always call on each other. And, you know, it's all about community, collaboration, partnership, and really caring for the greater good.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's what it's all about. And that's kind of what Dungalik means to me as well. Like, Dungalik for me, I know it's like the sound of the drum and the cowbell, but to me it's very much about community. And I think that's why it's such an important space and people should be supporting it. So anyway, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to continue to hear from these three awesome women who you can all find at the Dungalik property on Village Road during the week. And we'll give you all the hours and everything when we get back. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm your host for this evening. We're talking to Pam Burnside, Nadine Ramphal, and Fina Christie. And we're going to be right back after this break.